This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, brought to you by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com.
Preston Bryant is the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins us each month with an update from his office. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Coy. It's nice to be with you again.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I understand that you are on the road.
I am in beautiful Southwest Virginia. I am in Abington, which is a wonderful little town in the hills here.
You're way down there.
Down here on business for a few days, as well as to enjoy the weekend and do some biking.
There you go. Now, where are you biking?
Well, down here we have the Virginia Creeper Trail. It's about a 35-mile-long abandoned railroad that has been turned into a biking trail, and it is fabulous. My wife and I have done it once before. They have a number of bike shops who will shuttle you to the top of the mountain and then let you come down about a 17-mile stretch. I've made the crazy decision to bike up the mountain 17 miles on Saturday. I've been working up to it, and I'm going to give it my best this weekend.
Good for you. I'm impressed. That's really something.
My wife thinks I'm a little crazy, but I'm going to give it a whirl.
That's terrific. That's really great. Now, what takes you down there besides the biking?
Well, we have the Secretary of Natural Resources. We have four or five different agencies. For example, the Department of Environmental Quality, the Department of Conservation and Recreation, the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, the Department of Historic Resources, among others. And we have regional offices down in this part of the state. DEQ and DCR, Department of Conservation and Recreation, both have offices in Abington. Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, they have over in Marion in Smith County, they have a regional office that lords over this part of the state in terms of wildlife management. They have a fish hatchery there. And Department of Historic Resources, they have an office in Roanoke. So I like to get down here and see the staff down here and talk about projects and what they have going on and those kinds of things. And this is one of those trips.
That's terrific. That's really terrific. And, of course, that's not only one of the prettiest regions of the Commonwealth, it's one of the prettiest parts of America as far as I'm concerned. And
without any question. And I mean, for this Virginia Creeper Trail bike trail that I just mentioned, people come from all over the Mid-Atlantic region and really all over the eastern part of the United States to bike this trail. It's really just a fabulous trail, and there are those kinds of draws all over this area because it is so beautiful down here.
Now, I also understand that you're visiting some schools, is that right?
Yeah, while I'm down here, since I'm driving 5 and 6 hours out of Richmond to come down here, I like to try to pack my schedule and do as much as I can. And I'm going to be visiting a number of schools: St. Paul High School over in Wise County, Saltville Elementary School, Marion Primary School. These are schools that have developed particularly good environmental education programs, award-winning, if you will, in terms of in DEQ's eyes. And so I want to go meet the teachers, see the students, look at their projects, and see what we can do to help them and encourage them all we can. I love doing that kind of stuff, going out to the schools, the public and private schools, and seeing the environmental education programs. This is going to be a lot of fun.
We were talking with Preston Bryant, the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's a completely different world, isn't it, when it comes to teaching this kind of thing in the schools? I mean, very different from when you and I were children. We didn't really have a lot of that kind of stuff in the schools.
You know, you're absolutely right. When I go out to see schools, secondary schools, see their environmental education programs, without exception, I am the one who ends up learning stuff. The curricula that have been developed in the secondary schools for environmental education is so far advanced. And again, as you said, when we were coming along, and I'm only in my early 40s, there wasn't such a thing as environmental education in the schools other than 4-H and Future Farmers of America and things like that.
Right, right.
But the Department of Environmental Quality has as very core to its statutory mission environmental education. I mean, in addition to DEQ guarding and protecting our air and water and doing solid waste, they have also, as part of their lawful mission, environmental education. So we reach out and create lots of partnerships with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation and other nonprofits who, in turn, work with schools and with SOLs, the standards of learning, to make sure that the curricula that we develop is in keeping with the Department of Education standards.
We're talking with Preston Bryant. He's the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia and a very good friend of the program. We've got a phone line open at 977-1070 if you've got a comment or a question. Let me change gears if I can really quickly and just ask you. So we had some recent news regarding some fish down in the Stanton River near Lynchburg. And sort of scary news that some studies had shown that some of the fish down there, some of the striped bass, had mercury levels just off the charts. And, you know, you combine that with recent news out of New England that they're now finding sparrows and songbirds in New England have mercury levels that are off the charts. It's well known that these coal-burning power plants, many of them in the Ohio River Valley, are not only to blame for that, or one of the sources for these elevated levels of mercury in the environment, but also one of the reasons the Blue Ridge is so polluted and hazy. And can you fill us in on what Virginia is doing and perhaps some leadership that Virginia is taking in this regard?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are seeing and have seen, and especially in our eastern waters, the Piankatank River, the Mattapani, Drummond Lake in Virginia Beach, the Great Dismal Swamp, many of the eastern waters, we are seeing higher levels of mercury than we obviously would like to see. So what Virginia is doing right now, interestingly, you should ask, is that we have a study going on. It's a mercury deposition study. We started it last year. It's about $250,000 study. And we are looking to see where the mercury being deposited, mercury deposition, try to figure out where it's coming from. Is it coming from power plants within Virginia? Is it coming from power plants that are west of here, but the winds pick it up and blow it this way? Or is it coming from, say, China, where they're building about a new power plant a week? And then the carbon goes into the atmosphere, the mercury goes up, and it goes around the globe, and where it lands is where it lands. Or is it all of the above? And so the Department of Environmental Quality is the agency that's chiefly responsible for doing this mercury deposition study. We hope to have a preliminary draft of the report toward the end of this year, 2007, with a final draft early to mid-2008. And that study is underway as we speak.
Well, that is the logical first step to find out where it's coming from before you can create some policy, some public policy to tackle that issue. You got to know where it's coming from first.
You do, and you got to do the science. You got to do the peer-reviewed science so that when you do go work with policymakers in the legislature and in the executive branch, you really have as indisputable as evidence as one could possibly get in a study like this to go from.
We're talking with Preston Bryant, the Secretary of Natural Resources. I've got about a minute and a half left, but I did want to ask you about the Museum of the Confederacy in Richmond. They're making some changes.
They are. We've been working with them. As I mentioned at the top of this interview, one of the agencies in my secretariat is the Department of Historic Resources, chiefly responsible for guarding this wonderful state's archaeological finds and artifacts and our historic structures and such. The Museum of the Confederacy is a private organization, but it's one that DHR and I work closely with. The Museum of the Confederacy right now, for anyone who has visited, is right down around the Medical College of Virginia. And if you know how MCV has grown, it has really swamped the museum, which is really housed in the old White House of the Confederacy. So they have seen their attendance drop because it's just really hard to get to them. They were they had about 90,000 visitors a year just a decade or decade and a half ago, and now they're about half that. And so they're trying to go to more of a system approach where they want to do satellite museums in Chancellorsville and Appomattox and perhaps elsewhere where they can take their artifacts to the people rather than the folks having to try to find them. The White House of the Confederacy, however, will stay where it is and they will continue to maintain that structure. So it's really trying to be better stewards of the resources that they have.
Preston Bryant, the Secretary of Natural Resources for the Commonwealth of Virginia, thank you so much, and good luck to you and your legs and your feet in your effort this weekend to climb that mountain on the bicycle. I think it's terrific.
Perhaps when we talk next week, next month, I will give you an update.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Preston. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, SeavillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To participate in the program, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, SevoPodcast.com.